From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. With just 3 days of campaigning left before Americans head to the polls to elect the next president, federal authorities are warning officials in New York, Texas, and Virginia about unspecified threats from Al-Qaeda around Election Day. Authorities sent notices to local and state officials to alert them to the new information. Meantime, both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are campaigning heavily in states where the polls have the outcome too close to call. Clinton appeared on stage late Friday in Cleveland, Ohio, where music stars Beyoncé and her husband Jay-Z perform. Jay-Z says his support for Clinton is personal.
I want to be a president who helps everybody fulfill their God-given potential. And I can't do that unless on Tuesday we decide what kind of country we want to be. Will we reject a dark and divisive vision for our future and embrace a hopeful, inclusive, unifying America?
Meantime, Donald Trump delivered a familiar message to his supporters in New Hampshire.
How can Hillary manage this country when she can't even manage her emails? Did you ever see? Hey, folks, let's forget all of this stuff. What a mess.
Election Day will be Tuesday. Meantime, opinion polls indicate a small and narrowing gap between the two candidates. Clinton still holds a slight edge over Trump nationally. A Turkish court is reported to have ordered the arrest Saturday of 9 executives and journalists of the opposition newspaper before their trial in a case that has sparked international concern about freedom of expression in Turkey. They are charged with links to Kurdish militants and the group blamed for the July 15th coup attempt. It's the latest in the ongoing political crisis in Turkey that has raised international concern. This is VOA News. As Iraqi forces continue to move deeper into the Islamic State stronghold in Mosul, the UN Human Rights Office says the militants are increasing mass killings and abductions of civilians to use as human shields. Lisa Schlein reports.
The Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights says Islamic State militants are continuing to forcibly transfer civilians to the city of Mosul and its outskirts to shield themselves from airstrikes. Over the past few days, it says about 2,500 civilians were abducted from the town of Hammam al-Alil, with some people being told they would be transported to Syria. The agency says it also continues to receive reports of mass killings. Human rights spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani says IS has been forcibly recruiting very young children to fight in Mosul since the Iraqi government operation to retake the city began October 17th. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A massive demonstration in the Indonesian capital, Jakarta, against the governor turned violent when protesters burned cars and officers responded with tear gas and water cannons. Police say at least one person was killed and seven wounded in the violence. Tensions have been high across the capital, made worse by reports that Islamic State members in Syria had posted on social media calling for their followers to carry out attacks during the protests. Indonesia's largest moderate organizations, whose membership number in the tens of millions, told their supporters not to attend the rally, although they did not prohibit it. The president of Indonesia has canceled a trip to Australia after the massive rally against the Christian governor accused of insulting Islam turned deadly in Jakarta. One person was killed, at least a dozen more injured in the violence. 10 people were arrested. Protest was mounted against the Jakarta governor, who was said to have joked to an audience about a passage in the Quran that could be interpreted as prohibiting Muslims from accepting non-Muslims as leaders. Nigerian army officials say government troops have rescued one of the Chibok schoolgirls kidnapped by Boko Haram Islamic extremists more than 2 years ago. A military spokesman on Saturday said the girl was found late Friday carrying a baby boy in Borno State by troops who were screening escapees from a Boko Haram base. The government has vowed to secure the release of nearly 200 girls who remain captive. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.